sports developed very early in Old Vršac. The first sports branch about which there is written data is archery. Miliker cites that as early as 1795, a shooting range in the wood of Sheriblo's vineyard was mentioned. Still, it was not until 1858 that a formal shooting club was formed, representing the beginning of organized sports in Vršac. It is recorded that the first champion in the shooting was the ironworker Danilo Milošević. According to official data, chess was first introduced in Vršac in 1892. This period of chess was especially marked by Sava Gerdec, the world's most outstanding amateur in free games, because he also defeated great champions such as Alkahin and Capablanca. Towards the end of the 19th century, fencing and cycling clubs were founded. The cycling club organized the first race in 1897. The beginning of the 20th century also brought football. In 1903, the first football club was founded, and the first match was played. In 1919, one of the oldest football clubs in the country, Dušan Silni, or Dušan the Mighty, was founded. From the end of the 19th century until the beginning of the First World War, the Society for Healthcare and Natural Healing operated in Vršac. The society gathered supporters of the teachings of Arnold Rikli, one of the pioneers of naturopathy, a branch of alternative medicine that bases treatments on the healing power of the sun, air, and water. Arnold Rikli was born in Switzerland in 1823 and died in 1906. He was the founder of the movement that rejected drug treatment and insisted on helio, aerio, and aqua therapy. In 1846, after establishing this approach in Switzerland, Arnold Rikli founded the Institute for Heliopathy in Bled, Slovenia. 20 years later, his ideals were accepted in Vršac, where the Society of Rikli's supporters was founded. The society numbered about 100 respectable merchants and artisans of different ages. According to the preserved descriptions, this is what the ritual of Rikli's supporters looked like. The supporters of Arnold Rikli's idea would come to the Vršac mountains before dawn to breathe in the fresh air, and then, for a short time, they would soak up the first rays of the sun, wearing only their swimming trunks. The end of this daily energy charging took place in water baths in a nearby building, where the society's headquarters was located. After the triple treatment described, Rikli's supporters returned to their homes and jobs. It was said at the time, and probably the word was spread by Rikli's supporters themselves, that thanks to the regular accumulation of the power of nature, the business of Vršac merchants and artisans, members of the society, simply flourished. Anyway, that the nudists from the hill were indeed not only extravagant, but also avant-garde, is also shown by the way they reacted to public call-outs in an article in the newspaper Buduchnost, quoted at the beginning of the text. Instead of engaging in controversy, they published an ad on the pages of the same newspaper, first offering, quote, a bed steam bath to the respected audience, unquote. And then a large advertisement appeared in Buduchnost in which the manager of the Society of Rikli's supporters, Mr. Velicek, announced that the baths on the hill cure, quote, all nervous, spinal, cerebral, gastric, intestinal, liver, spleen, and kidney diseases, rheumatic diseases and gout, anemic conditions and blood deficiency, pallor, syphilis, diabetes, diseases of the female genital organs, the decrepitude of male strength, with the note, quote, leaflets are delivered free of charge. The Vršac Society of Rikli's supporters left behind a tangible legacy even today. Their building on the hill, which now houses the Extreme Sports Association, was built between 1893 and 1895, and it was also immortalized in Paja Jovanovic's triptych, which the artist painted at the end of 1895, on the occasion of the Millennium Exhibition in Budapest.